January 9th, 1901. Jesus wants her united with him. Like a sun's ray that receives from it life, heat, and splendor. This morning, I felt all oppressed and crushed, so much so that I went in search of relief. My only good made me wait a long time for his coming. Then, on coming, he told me, "My daughter, did I not take your passions, miseries, and weaknesses upon myself for love of you? Would you not want to take those of others upon yourself for love of me?" Then he added, "What I want is that you be always united with me, like a sun's ray that remains always fixed in the center of the sun, and from it receives life, heat, and splendor. Suppose that a ray could depart from the center of the sun. What would become of it? Immediately after leaving, it would lose life, light, and heat, and would return to darkness, reducing itself to nothing. Such is the soul. As long as she remains united with me, in my center, it can be said that she is like a sun's ray that lives, receives life from the sun, and goes wherever the sun wants. In sum, it remains in everything at the sun's disposal and at its mercy. But if she distracts herself and disunites from me, there she is, all darkness, cold, and she does not feel within herself that supernal spur of divine life." Having said this, it is appeared